Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to our YouTube channel and another great video for you today. My name is Glenn Tompkins, Senior Instructor here at VectorVest, and this video is important. Now, this video is called Preparing for Disaster. Now, it's not all about scaring anybody or trying to do any of that kind of stuff. It's all about preparation. The market's been going up, and what goes up must come down, but there's a lot of things that I'm looking at for the purposes of saying disaster, because the market has been going up. So let's get right into slide presentation I got for you. Preparing for disaster. Now the question is, why do I say disaster? Well, there's some things that are happening in the market. You know that inflation is an issue. The Fed is going after it, raising up interest rates. Now they were doing it at a really steep pace, but they've slowed down a little bit. And a lot of people are using that as a means of saying that it's getting better. We need to rock and roll and make the market move higher. But wait, there's something else that's going on. The Fed is still raising interest rates. Whether it's a small portion or a larger portion, they're still raising interest rates, which is making it harder for companies to do business. So when we look at that, layoffs is an issue. I'll come back to jobs in a second. Layoffs is an issue. In order for a company to do business, they normally have to borrow money. And if you're borrowing money at a higher interest rate, it takes a lot more money out of your pocket. So what a company is doing, they're trimming the fat by laying off a lot of people. We're going to talk about that in a second too. Now jobs. Jobs is an interesting dichotomy of sorts, because the job market, last week we added 517,000 new jobs. The Fed doesn't want to see that, because that still shows signs that the economy is growing. The Fed is in the business right now of shrinking the economy. Overall, though, the market or the economy is shrinking, but the jobs is still historically low, like a 3.4% unemployment rate. Normally, when we go through this, it's high inflation and high interest rates and high job losses or unemployment, but that's not happening. Now, as the Fed is seeing that the job market is still kind of strong and still raising interest rates, he made mention that, you know, they still have to appropriately cut or raise interest rates. And a lot of people are thinking that at this point in time, he needs to start cutting to stimulate the economy. If the Fed does that, what happens to interest to inflation once again? Continues to soar. The Fed is willing to overshoot by raising interest rates to make sure that they can keep inflation in or under wraps. So inflation is still a big story, but the whole interest rates is going to be a bigger story. And then earnings misses. One of the things that I told you to look for into going into this year is that more and more companies, by way of the higher interest rates, are going to start to miss earnings, and that has happened. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about that. The impact of Fed interest rate hikes. When the inflation runs too hot, and we had that, or asset bubbles get out of hand, the Fed raises interest rates to cool things off. And overall, he has cooled things off with the exception of the job market. Higher rates ripple throughout the economy. Mortgage, car loans, and business loans become more expensive, slowing down cash flows. This can lead businesses to amend or pause for growth. In the stock market, though, higher rates can incentivize investors to sell assets, take money out of the market, and to take profits, especially in times like now, where there's been a few years of double-digit percent returns on stocks. A lot of people have made a lot of money on stocks in the beginning of this year so far. As you might guess, investor decisions like this can lower stock prices individually, or at least, if not, across major sectors. What's more, if interest rates rise high enough, boring saving instruments like high-yield saving accounts or certificates of deposits might start looking more attractive to some conservative investors. And that's another big thing. As interest rates rise, people are going to start to say at some point in time, hey, I can take less risk by putting my money into the bank and getting interest on it rather than playing the stock market, which will pull the money out of the stock market and pull the stock market down. And the more people do that as interest rates rise, the more of a disaster we'll be looking at. All right, so now, with all of that being said, let's go into some of the news articles that I have. Biggest earnings misses. All right, talking about earnings misses, biggest earning misses. A lot of companies have missed, especially my favorite company, Apple, Google, Amazon, Meta. Meta hit, actually. And as you go down the list, a lot of companies that are up here have missed earnings. Some of them have posted good earnings as well. So it's a combination. I'm not sure I really like this list as well. All right. So now let's talk about companies announce major layoff and hiring freezes. A lot of these companies that are doing layoffs are in the tech space. And the tech space accounts for a smaller portion of jobs in the economy than most people think. So we look at Rivian, FedEx, NetApp, Upstart, Groupon, PayPal, Goldman Sachs. Man, and the list just keeps on going. How many people are laying off? How many companies are laying off people? Should be that there's a lot of people out there looking for jobs. But again, last week, we had 517,000 new jobs. U.S. layoffs surge in January as tech slashed thousands of jobs reports. So that goes back into the whole job issue. Now, let's get you guys prepared for disaster. With all of those things going on, the market is poised to pull back. Let's go to my graph real quick. Here's our market timing graph. As we look at this, we've been talking about, if you've looked at me on any of my live streams, I've been letting you know to just be careful because the market is in a level of being overbought. And we have an indicator called the MTI. When our MTI, which is cast on a scale between 0 to 2, is in the range of about 1.5 to 1.6, the market is starting to look for a top. And right now, as you can see, we're starting to pull back. Now, when I say disaster, does that mean that the market's just going to crash? I think that the market has got a lot more downside from this point going forward, especially with what's going on with the Fed, with interest rates and companies laying off people and all of those different things. So I still think that we've got more downside. That doesn't mean that if the market gives you an opportunity to make money to the upside, that you don't take it. Take it. Take what the market gives you. If the market is giving you the opportunity to make money, do it. But I need you guys to be prepared, be prepared. Now, by being prepared, of course, I'm going to look at contra ETFs. And I've put up 8 contra ETFs that I really want you to keep your eyes on. And the biggest one, like for me right now, is the natural gas side, cold, which is the contra for natural gas, which has been ripping and running like nobody's business. How about the lower dollar stocks like the Russell 2000, the Dow, financial, large cap? Gold miners, the bear side of the gold miners, because the dollar is still strong, so gold is feeling that effect. But the dust on the S&P 500, looking at the SPXU, and of course the Q is the SQQQ. I don't know if I, well, you know something? Let's look at graphs of these real quick. Let's graph them all. Why do I like them? Let's go put these all on a one-month graph, looking at the 3 and the 8. Cold has just been wow. And a lot of people will say, is it too late to get into cold? I'm saying that over the last month, bottom left, top right, just rock and rolling. Man, it's just kicking it. I still think we got some winter left. We'll see what goes on with that, but I'm not going to fight the tape. Cold is a good place to be. Looking at the Russell 2000, what I'm liking about my contras right now is that they've all found a level of support. I'm watching the 3 and the 8s. I'd like to watch the 3 cross above the 8 before I jump on board, but the 3 is converging towards the 8. Looking at the S Dow, the 3 crossed above the 8 already. All right, I'd like to see RT get above 1. I'm looking at the financial bears. Look at the 3 crossing up above the, getting close to crossing above the 8, coming off a level of support. Looking at the SPX, S, coming off a level of support, watching the 3 and the 8 converge. Wow, dust has got the 3-8 cross already on good volume. Let's go look at the SPXU. The 3 is moving up towards the 8 after coming off of a low. And the last one is the SQQQQ coming off of a level of a low. The 3 and the 8 converging. Putting all of those things together, I believe that we've gotten, and all I want this to be now is just, you know, letting you know of what's going on. Do with it as you wish. But just getting you ready, getting you prepared based on things that are going on in the market right now that could move this market in the opposite direction of which you're aware it's going right now. And here's some contra ETFs, some good contra ETFs for you to keep your eyes on. Folks, if you like this commentary, please hit the like button, share the commentary, let other people know what we're doing here, because folks, we do the work, you reap the rewards. And if you're not a subscriber to the channel yet, by all means, please hit the subscribe button. If you look at this video right up in here, you'll see our next video. Go check it out. We've got a lot of video content out there for you as well. Folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.